back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, everybody, it's the crossover time. Let's welcome in Mark Willard and Dan Dibley. Gentlemen,
the fellas.
What's going on? We got some action today regarding the Giants making a trade. Kuminga in the news. How are you?
Welcome back, Steiny.
Thank you very much.
Way to battle.
Look
way
at
to
him.
Battle.
Yeah,
that's my guy. Way to battle.
I got a serious question.
What's the question?
So I'm not 100%. Like, I think you can tell in my voice.
Health-wise?
Yeah.
Who the hell is?
Well, I'm liking it early in the crossover. You sound great.
Well, what I'm saying
that's
is...
That's so good and subtle.
Thank
you. It's so good.
In this day and age, what kept me out yesterday was the notion that people in here would be like, I can't believe he came in today.
You were phlegmy.
Yes.
Not
so
like
today,
Dave.
I'm not...
Yeah, this morning he was
I'm
on the road.
I'm not all the way back. I'm getting there. But today's okay.
Yes, it's a question of your level of contagiousness.
There, that's what I asked.
I think the one thing that most of us learned through the pandemic was it's okay to take an extra day and not infect those around you. I used to work with a guy, go to hell, dibs, and this man is from the old school where you didn't miss a day.
That's right. A football player mentality.
And a farmer and the son of a preacher. And the stories he would tell me about his day as a kid... Starting at 5 a.m., slopping the pigs, ending with, you know, working on the farm and doing your homework and all the rest of it. And you just do that every day. And Sunday, he got to go to church for 8 hours. That was his break because his dad was the preacher. So that man would always come to work. And some days it's like, please. I mean, we're blowing it out. We're hacking and wheezing.
What's the actual rule? Because you hear all of this stuff and the internet helps with it about like when you're, how long are you contagious?
Depending on the ailment, but it's usually 24 hours, like symptom free.
But, symptom free. Because I've literally heard that the second you have the symptoms outwardly, now you're no longer contagious. You're contagious when you're kind of like, about to get sick.
And look how I'm looking at Stein.
But the hell if I know. The hell if I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not a doctor.
Depends on the ailment. I know with schools, they like you to be fever-free for 24 hours. And, you know, having a 2, almost 3-year-old, some days you send her to preschool. And it's like, you see 2 or 3 kids, it's like, oh, you got the double-barreled green.
Wow, sure.
And little Timmy's over there hacking and wheezing. It's like, where are your parents?
Yeah, but sometimes you're fever-free from, like, did you ever have a fever, Steiny? Or did you even take your temperature?
Never took my temperature.
Yeah,
it was mostly
so who knows?
Throat. It was mostly my throat.
Okay. Anyway, it's good that you're here.
There you go.
I appreciate
that.
It's
been weeks since the four of us have been together.
No doubt.
Seriously.
Weeks.
I miss everybody.
Yeah.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say.
Where do you
want to
start?
We got an announcement that the Giants made a trade. I kind of said they're selling and was mad. Then Evan let us know that 3 guys were coming back. One is going to be on the big club, Bluto.
Well, we don't know that. Bluto.
Bluto. Okay.
Bluto. Yeah, Bluto. It's a 27-year-old.
It's 27.
It's awesome.
Bluto, Bato. We had the conversation in the other room. It's 2 T's, and it's a Bluto.
But anyway, you said the people are saying around the league that this was a good haul.
Well, that's what people do. Wow, what a great return.
But it sounds like it, though.
So it's Bluto, a major league reliever. And then 2 other players who are the 10th and 12th prospects in the Mets organization, one of which has been in the big leagues for much of this year.
Okay.
But it's 2 AAA guys, a starter and then an outfielder. And so I get it on paper. Like, I don't know if any of these guys are ever going to be good baseball players.
Gotcha.
But on paper, it's a big return for a guy who's about to be a free agent and about to be 35 years old. And
there you go.
Alex Pavlovich suggests that Camilo Duvall is next. And if an almost free agent 35-year-old sidewinder got you this, then what the hell is a 100-mile-an-hour tossing player with 2 more years of team control going to get you?
Yeah, right fielder, second base.
It could be a hell of a haul.
Yeah.
And it's not even like...
But it's wildly disappointing.
There we go,
this
Will.
This is a stunning...
It's mildly disappointing.
No, this is an unbelievable, disastrous collapse.
Yeah.
Well,
weeks ago, they're in the playoffs.
Right.
This is a completely disastrous, disgusting collapse. And there's no other way to sugarcoat that.
Well, the collapse is not complete. There's still a third of the season remaining.
I mean,
54 games. The run that they would need to go on is not...
Dibs.
I'm not even going to get to the math is still there because they're still within enough reach to where the collapse is not complete. And
but you got to win a game.
Yeah, you got to.
Tie your shoe.
You got to win a game. And you've got to, especially against this team that you've been playing, and you get to play them again. And the one thing that makes me understand the trade a little bit more is one of the guys you got, Blade Tidwell, is a starter. He started a couple of games this year already, and he might be a
Blade,
guy.
So I mean, I'll take
Wesley Snipes.
He went to the University of Tennessee, so I reached out on our golf thread for one of the youngsters in our group, Jared Archer, who lives in Tennessee, went to Tennessee.
Okay.
I'm looking for the scouting report, so hopefully I'll have that by the close of business today. But he looks like he's a second-rounder, a highly regarded 24, so he might be somebody who actually can come in and help where you need it this year, which is the rotation.
And we can do a recap if you hadn't been listening. And we didn't argue. Steiny back. I'm juiced. But my whole point is what you said, Willard, before the mic was on. I don't care what you say. This is disappointing watching this brand of baseball from the Giants. You can tell me all this. They were supposed to come back to earth or whatnot. But what we've been watching, especially here the last couple of weeks, the blunders, the balls dropping in the outfield, not knowing the rule, that's what's disappointing. And I felt you for saying that. I'm right to be disappointed. And so is Giant fan.
Beyond. Like, again, 3 weeks ago, you're in a playoff spot, and now – the day before the deadline, you're selling. So again, it is their only position of strength. It's their bullpen. But the word is that Buster put out the APB to the league last night after the loss.
Mm.
Bullpen's available, which tells me he's furious, and he should be. The Pittsburgh Pirates are in town, wow, and you man. Don't know the infield fly rule,
oh,
and you want me to help you? Bleep you.
Oh.
That's wow. If I'm Buster, forget all of you. You don't know the infield fly rule.
Wow.
You don't know where the ball's coming from when you cover first base.
Now, is a Melvin part of this, though?
Of course he is.
Okay, man.
Nobody's not a part of this. This has been an absolute joke. An absolute joke of a run of baseball. Absolutely embarrassing for a major league team that was in a playoff spot 3 weeks ago.
Man.
And this is the only way to react. They don't deserve an addition.
Wow.
They've not earned it.
To me, the nadir, which is the low point, was that play last night. Devers goes on walkabout, and Schmidt goes over to get it, looks to another base, pumps to no one. Rogers runs over, where's the base? Devers is still kind of bebopping around.
I mean,
and then Schmidt's like, I got to throw this to somebody. Hey, batter.
Heads up. God, he helped you, though.
You catch it.
He helped you run.
For a moment. We used to play strikeout, and you'd hit the ball into Mr. McGillicuddy's yard, and we played where it was pegging, because it was usually one-on-one or two-on-two.
Right. You had a tennis ball, nobody had a glove. We're just going to hit you with the ball.
Yeah. Below the neck when we're playing pegging.
Right, I was like, the guy's out.
That's the way I was raised.
Yeah, the umpire didn't agree.
Anyway, and I know it wasn't Mr. McGillicuddy, but that's one of my favorite mocks that Guru does of yours.
The guy you're thinking of is Mr. Baver.
Thank you. Oh, you hit it into Mr. Baver's yard.
Mr. Baver.
Yeah, anyway.
If this ball comes into my yard one more time, and I went back home and said, Dad, Mr. Baver said if the ball comes in his yard one more time, blah, blah, blah. Well, let me go see Mr. Baver.
I love it. Knuckle up.
That's great.
Your dad not one to take those sorts of things.
Well, he's never fought.
I know, but he's not that he's a confrontational man, but he was a bit brusque. And as a former official, he's not afraid of confrontation.
Yeah, I don't mind this trade because, like, you can call it a sell, but if they're going to get if they have anything in them, it wasn't going to be dependent solely on Tyler.
No, Rock. Of course not. It looks like a smart move, but at the same time, you just sent your seventh and eighth inning out the door. You can't tell me that this isn't some sort of a white flag.
Who's lightweight automatic.
Yeah, by the way, I stand corrected. What have we said for the last 48 hours? You got Rafi Devers, you're pot committed. I guess not.
Ooh.
I guess not. But I didn't realize that you'd literally come home and lose all your games.
Man.
Remember, all of them.
Well, I swear.
The whole homestand.
Dude, right after the All-Star break, I think there were like 10 games or 11 before the trade deadline, and I distinctly remember Fleming saying, well, they're not going to sell. Unless they lose every game, and They've lost 11 of 13. Almost,
other than those two in Atlanta, they've lost them all.
That's incredible.
I don't see this as a sell, and you know, pending what these three guys can actually do. But for me, it is more of a reshuffle. Rodgers has been great, and you got value for him. You got a reliever who won't be as great. You got a potential starter, and you've got a potential outfielder. So yeah, for me, it's more of a reshuffle.
But they're in the minors, yeah. Dibs.
Well, they've been in the majors this year.
But the guys get five starts. Like, you're not going to. That's not somebody going, hey, we need a starter for a playoff push. Let's get a 24-year-old.
He's at two starts this year.
It's five games, I think. Yeah, whatever it was. But the point is, that's not somebody you're like, let's go rely on him down the stretch run.
Right.
That's let's bolster our farm system and our depth. In a 3-for-1 deal. So I hear you. It's not a dumb baseball move.
Yeah, and I don't see it as a straight sell.
Well, like,
if you trade your closer, that's a sell
to me. Well, sounds like they're about to.
But what if he gets something big, like the Orca? What if something comes back to where you're like, okay?
I mean, it's possible, right? If you get a really big major league bat who can help you this year, then maybe you just are reshuffling, and it's not a pure sell, but I don't know.
Is there a team out there that's contending that would give up a big bat for closer?
Maybe.
Now, is that big bat in AAA, or is it on the big club?
Like, not their cleanup.
Probably,
AAA.
Yeah.
Sure.
I mean,
I think Duvall, if they send him, is going to get you. It's going to get you a lot.
The Dodgers would kill for him.
Everybody would. He's a Giants closer. He throws 100 miles an hour, and you get him for two more years.
Man.
He's in his mid-20s.
Like, that's
a hell of a chip.
Yeah, I think the move is Rodgers is really good. He's not going to be on the team next year, probably, for whatever reason.
Free agent, right?
Well, maybe Posey was like, he's gonna go somewhere else and make more money.
Probably.
Okay, well, then I understand. Let's get three guys, a prospect, a middling, and this guy. And if next year one or two of these guys is contributing, then it's going to be a good move.
And we've all talked about the farm being top heavy and middle weak and bottom absent. And so if none of these three guys does much of anything this year, but they're all AAA and maybe major leaguers next year, well, then your farm got better. And if that makes it feel like a sell, well, then so be it. And like you guys are saying, the last 2 weeks have been abysmal. And it's one thing to lose games. It's another thing to lose in the way you have with Ramos wandering into third, not knowing the infield fly rule, outfield gaffes.
Cue up the Benny Hill music.
Well,
yeah,
last night to me was the low point where you
text me. I got a personal text from Diz.
Well, and I also had to let you know that you were officially exonerated for your reckless take about Elliot Ramos. After he did it again, I did it again, Britney Spears.
But he led off today. He was in the lineup. I'll say this to you all, and I just want to ask. So McCaffrey. He comes here and changes, and the Niners already had something, but he took it to another level, right? They get to the Super Bowl. Jimmy Butler saved a season that was going down. I know you got to do this, Donnie. Down the drain. How do you get Devers and get worse?
That's baseball.
Nah.
Yeah, I don't.
That's sports.
Well, it can't be explained. That's why it's baseball. Like, seriously. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. And the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco.
I'll see if you two can help me.
You can't explain it.
You can't really. And I don't actually think it even has anything to do with Devers. Because he's been,
been
disappointing, but you didn't really give up anything that was helping you. And I heard your guys talk earlier about how Devers' arrival meant Flores stopped producing. But if you also look at the numbers, he stopped producing before Devers got here.
Right.
He hit a wall. His body, to me, has about 2 months in it, and they used him. You can't explain it. Somehow this was already in their makeup. And
two hits last night.
Yeah, like again, remember at the beginning of the week when we were talking about, and this is just runs scored, and we looked at the months of May, June, and July, and the Giants are 22nd or worst in all three of those months across baseball. So you can't do the, they're snake bit, and come out of it. No, they're consistently an underperforming offensive club. And Devers is here to help that, but he hasn't had his fastball since he got here. And
I
think the pressure they put on the pitching staff is catching up with him.
I would agree with that. Yeah. Like the way I look at it is they were 10 over when they got Devers. Okay. Yeah. And I know this, so why'd he go get Devers? You were 10 up. Well, he got Devers because clearly he didn't think they were going to be able to sustain that for the whole year. Right.
Well, no, it's not just for this year. You didn't get Devers.
No doubt. But what's ended up happening is, I mean, the guys who offensively were kind of carrying you early, they've maybe come back to earth a little bit, and Devers has gotten off to a slow start. And so that's kind of how it happened, but it doesn't explain why.
Can I throw something at you guys?
Yeah.
And so, Dibs, I'll meet you halfway.
Okay.
That's not a straight traditional sell,
yeah,
the Tyler Rogers deal. But what if I told you that someone with very deep knowledge of the situation just texted me and said nothing more than more deals coming?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, then
how does that grab you?
Well, if you start to
see if it's Eldridge,
if you start to, gather all these deals together and you get rid of four major league players and you replace them with 13 minor leaguers, none of whom come up until September, then we're talking sell.
Yeah, I mean,
this trade right here, just the one trade, you got great return. We don't know if any of these guys will be ready to roll right now when you need them, but this one to me isn't a full white flag.
It's not a full white flag by itself, I'll agree with you, but if the deals that are all coming, and this is my indication, if the deals are all coming from the major league roster and what you're getting back is not from the other team's major league roster, that's a sell.
Right. Yep.
That's a sell.
Yeah, it's a full Wisnowski. Yeah. You're just going into punt mode. Punt formation.
Who knew?
I can tell you now, Bryce Eldridge and Carson Wisenhunt are now untouchable because that's not what they're doing. Mm. They're going to deal from the major league roster.
If they deal Duvall,
that's a sell.
Yeah. I mean, you would think so.
Yeah. And they'd probably get four players for him.
On the other one, which might be an interesting one to keep an eye on, would be Justin Verlander. And he hasn't been spectacular, but if you're a team that needs that fifth starter,
that's a good point.
If you're a team that needs an arm.
But what can you give for him, though?
Less. Maybe a couple, couple of real prospects because he'll be a free agent. And,
You're going to call me crazy, but if like advanced scouts really are on top of everything, I would have interest in Verlander.
For sure. His last two starts have not been horrible.
There's no doubt.
Yeah.
And then, who not? Like, whatever you can get for him,
but
you get
got
for
him because you were supposed to need him for your run.
And that's over now.
Even in August yet. I know it was a couple days. Yeah. This thing fell off fast.
No, it's brutal.
Yeah.
It's absolutely brutal what has taken place over the last 3 weeks.
Just one small detail about the Verlander angle is he left without speaking to reporters last night after the game.
That's
which
right.
is 42-year-old vet. That's
what's your read?
My read is he's probably mad, and he saw what went on in the field, and he's double mad. And also there may be already some chatter about, guys, if we don't, he and Buster are basically the same age. He might be older than Buster. I'd have to Google it. It's damn close.
No, I think he's definitely older than Buster, isn't he?
I'm sure that there have been conversations grown man to grown man.
Yeah, Buster's not even 40 yet.
Okay, there you go. So if those two are hanging out and having a brewski, and Buster's like, hey, if this thing falls any further down, how are you feeling? You can go ahead and pack my bags then. So I don't know. Nobody's off the table right now.
Not at all.
That wouldn't stun me.
No, there's some people off the table.
Devers and Adamas, unfortunately, Chapman.
And Bryce Eldridge. And Carson
I was talking about the big
Ramos is off the table.
Probably. All-star last year.
I'm not giving up. I wanted him sat, but I'm not giving up.
He's one of their best hitters. He does ridiculous stuff, but he's one of their best hitters, and I think he's got I don't know. What's his team control situation?
Oh, he's got years. I'm looking at it here. Elliot Ramos.
Yeah.
He's got his first arbitration, 2027.
Oh, man.
So he's got a free agency in 2030.
Right. Even with the mishaps. But we talked about Bailey. He's kind of symbolic of this team right now with how impotent they are offensively. Maybe he could hit for the Dodgers and be no problem. Are you getting that great a defense to where it's...
There's another guy who's not a free agent until 2030.
Bailey?
Yeah. And Buster Posey, as a catcher, I think probably appreciates a lot of things that happened behind the scenes with Bailey. But I think it's a fair question. Looking deep into the future with Patrick Bailey, I really wonder, as the robo-umps come to play, how much do you want your non-hitting framing catcher? Because framing doesn't matter anymore. Because they can just review it. You know, and I don't know how quickly that's coming, but it certainly feels like it's coming.
Yeah.
I text Evan Sunday night in the second inning. I go, this home plate ump is horrible. He goes, I agree. Like, it's a business. That was right there.
Yep.
But two hits last night, the embarrassed. I don't get it, man.
The other one to keep a little bit of a half eye on, I think, is Yaz, who, if you're a really good team and you have him as your fourth outfielder and a pinch hitter, lefty bat off the bench, he would be somebody that I would think would be attractive.
I just chuckled because literally as we were having this conversation, no joke, 2 minutes ago, J.P. Morosi.
Uh-oh.
Justin Verlander is available on the trade market.
Stay off my jock, J.P.
Verlander is on an expiring contract, and out of respect to the future Hall of Famer, the Giants are open to working out a deal if it makes sense for Verlander and the organization.
So he will get to play postseason, or the opportunity possibly
if somebody wants
to pitch in the postseason.
Anybody still think the Giants aren't in sell mode?
Well, I mean, again, if we start to tick off Yaz and Doval and Verlander, and you get back nine prospects and a guy who's 17 years old, then it's a sell. But one trade in right now, I'm not sold on it being a sell.
I hear you, but I'm more looking at it from the standpoint of clearly what happened on the phone last night. They lost that game. One of their best players doesn't know the rules of the game.
Man,
they got on the phone and they told all the teams, we're open for business, we're talking about our major league roster. That's a sell.
Yeah, and I actually put out on Twitter, I was asking if anybody had one of those sell shirts that the A's had.
I saw your tweet.
In orange and black. I don't know if, maybe Warriors World can start pumping those babies out hot off the presses, but those would sell now. Man. Literally.
I just.
Yes.
Anything real quick on Kuminga?
It's just fascinating where we are in this thing, and yesterday,
how would you describe where
Mark
we are?
Mark and I actually had this conversation, and I said, well, if I'm Kuminga, if it's a two-year deal, I want that second year to be a player option. And Mark's like, no chance. And so we did a little role play like you guys do.
He just put on IG, him and his
app. Yeah, we saw it.
That's the exception.
Oh, can I say something about that? Betting on himself. Yeah. Everyone loves. Yeah, Johnny, do the QO and bet on yourself.
Yeah.
You're also betting on the Warriors playing you. So don't forget that part. Oh, yeah, John, 7.9 and show them who's boss.
I feel like the older team needs him to play.
Absolutely.
That's fine. And actually, it's not fine. That'd be my other point. Based on where we are right now, and I saw your quote earlier, that there's some acrimony here, and there is. And I would tell the Golden State Warriors.
Where'd you see that at?
They 957. Okay. Yeah, 957, Twitter. Anyway. If I'm the Golden State Warriors, I'd like them to go study the San Francisco 49ers training camp last year.
Man.
Don't let this crap into the building. Wow. It ruins seasons.
Stein made a point like it might already was there, just little speckles.
Listen, you can take whichever. He's mad at you. You're now mad at him. Wow. You don't bring that to camp. Don't bring it to your bench. Don't bring it to your season. Don't bring it. It will ruin everything. There's no out. You got to get him out to a different team.
The one thing I just love to know is, okay, there's four restricted free agents, all of whom are in the same boat.
Yep.
This one feels a little acrimonious. I wonder what the truth is about the other three.
That's a good question.
Does Josh Giddey feel like they are really hosing him? Probably.
Well, he's been
maybe, but maybe it hasn't gotten as much attention.
But the other guys play.
Cam Thomas is a baller.
They all get minutes.
Yeah. Oh,
so that's the. I don't think JK is mad at the. Oh, because by the way, can I comment on your conversation with Austin? He called in and was like, "Why, how, Steiny? You don't know what JK's worth," and you were like, "No. That's just my opinion that JK is not worth $28 million."
Austin, San Jose,
and I was like, "No, that's not your opinion. That's the market's opinion. You were right, and it is a fact that he's not worth $28 million because nobody's offered him $28 million."
Well, he's not worth $28 million right now.
Right.
Or this offseason.
Correct.
Now, next offseason, he might be.
Who knows?
Right.
Who knows? He might be worth less.
That's true.
That's why it's a risk if you try to do that.
Yeah, if he watches ball on you.
7.9 deals.
Yeah. I mean, he's not going to watch ball all year because you're an older team.
Yeah,
and I was running through the math of minutes. And
I get that, like, though.
19,000 minutes in a season. You're not going to have, you know, these guys aren't playing 2,500, you know, a piece.
Yeah, right. But again, your trust, you are giving some of your worth to the Warriors if you're on the QO.
Right.
Because whether, okay, let's say he plays 12 minutes a game. Let's say he plays 15 minutes a game. You're not going to put up numbers that make you worth something next
year. Even last year after the injury, when he came back and they had Jimmy Butler, he averaged 21 minutes a game. He played in 15 of their 17. He had the two DNPs. Before that, he was getting 26 minutes.
Right,
so,
but that was exploration mode. They wanted to see, and then they did not like what they saw.
Well, and I think that part of that was Jonathan was feeling some type of way.
Sure.
And you look at his numbers, he shot it less, he could not hit a three, and he was clearly shaken. So I don't believe that it is so broken that you can't still have a come to Jesus and make it work. Maybe it's just my optimism versus your constant rampant pessimism. Thank you. You know, it's usually the other way around.
I do feel that way. I feel like this is irreparable.
Mm. I mean,
and you might end up being right.
It might be irreparable, and he's still a Warrior next year.
It might be.
Well, that's what you don't want.
No, I don't want that.
That's what you brought the Niners.
The Warriors are going to play hardball in terms of, like, they're seeing Jonathan as an asset, no doubt.
And they should.
They should. Okay. They should. But I'm sort of willing. I'm getting, like, what is this sign-and-trade offer from Phoenix? And if it gets a little bit better, even if you still don't like it, I think you take it.
If they put Grayson Allen in, I'm in.
I think that'd be better for the team.
All right, gents. You haven't heard that in a few days.
No, I missed it.
Reese got arrested. Yeah, Gilbert.
Bring it home.
What are
bring
you
it
doing?
Home on 95.7. The game.
Yeah, the game.